Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Friday to you, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be listening to this amazing Hall of Fame radio show on the Odyssey app. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm Cakes. I'm at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm at Cakes Flops on Instagram. I'm joined by Jason Bishop. He's sitting directly across from me.
Hi. Seat's empty next to me, though.
The seat next to you is empty. That's where John Paul Flame usually resides. So he will be buying the entire crew breakfast. That is the penance for arriving late to the show. It's been a long established thing.
And Mr. Bickle's here.
Yeah.
Mr. Bickle's
good morning.
Here.
It's just crazy that he just doesn't care. Like he's decided that he's willing to be late three or four times a year, just pay the breakfast penalty.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? The penalty should be greater.
it should be more punitive.
Yeah. That's the only way to get a change in behavior. It's like how you would treat a child.
Is he claiming late wake up or traffic?
I'm not sure. I've not.
No, I think he claimed. Yeah,
he said he was rerouted unexpectedly by police.
Well, that's what happens sometimes.
Oh yeah,
sometimes. That's what happens.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes you get the old reroute.
I don't know. We should come to some sort of agreement, and I'm sure we'll suffer the fade at some point. Maybe once every 10 years, but you know, whenever he's late three or four times a year, it should really be a punishing thing.
What, like
ratchet
what?
It up?
I don't know.
Do
maybe $100 a guy or something.
No, because I know what'll happen. My luck, I'll blow a tire or something. Or
yeah, well, you know,
no, I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Remember last year I blew a tire.
Believe me, you'll be way ahead.
Remember last year I blew a tire on 66.
Yeah, I remember that.
Actually, I blew two tires.
Yeah, yeah. Big Lurch was out there trying to change a tire.
No, I wasn't trying to change it.
You caused a delay.
It was the dark of night, and it was right on 66, and traffic was whizzing by, and I was able to pull off on two flat tires to an exit.
Right.
And luckily, there was a Toyota dealership right there, and I had to wait till it opened.
That was a stroke of luck.
I think it opened at 7.
Okay.
But that'll happen. If we agree $100 a man, that'll happen to me.
At some point.
I won't agree to that.
All right, but again, you got to think long term, Jason. You're thinking short term. You'll still be way ahead because he'll still be late. He can't help himself. He'll still be late 5 times to your every one. You know what I mean? So you're still
you're
way
playing
ahead.
The numbers.
Okay, but you're still out 500.
Okay, but you're going to be up $2,000 at the end of every year.
No, that's not necessarily true.
He's
we
late
don't know
all
that.
The time.
all the time.
Why can't it be like the justice system where first time it's a slap on the wrist?
So it escalates.
And now, JP should have life in prison.
Electric chair.
Yeah.
He should be getting his last meal.
Exactly.
At this point,
yeah.
It's Matt and Matt are here, by the way.
Happy Friday!
That intro.
We're here.
Hello,
Friday.
Boys. Yes,
yeah.
You're here.
Look for Bit Season on the Junkies podcast.
Baby. There you have.
What
it.
Was the A topic on Bit Season? How much joning was there?
Oh, there's a lot of joning
this week.
That's all they do is
that's
joan.
What it should be. I mean, isn't that the cornerstone of the program?
Well, there was a lot of joning.
I'm not surprised.
I was thinking about that though on the way in. There's not another group of guys in the country that would allow their producers to join on them and do a show about
you're
it. Like,
right.
It's just ridiculous.
We know we are. We're too nice.
You are too nice.
We're just too nice. We're not diva enough. We should really crank up.
I don't know if the listeners realize how rare that is. I mean, not even like, you know.
Actually, I don't think there was much Lurch joning.
Well, I'm sure there was. I heard that when I listened to the dumb show the 2 weeks ago,
right. $100
and all they did was Joan, and they're just so stupid. They have no idea what they're talking about. They basically claim that I go to Virginia Tech because I miss college. And I want to go party with all the 20-year-olds.
It's
just a theory.
But apparently, Awad, did he say something about my daughters? Do I need to punch him in the face?
No, he's just stupid.
He's just stupid.
But I want to know what he said.
He said a couple
weeks
ago.
What did he say? They were sleeping around with all the frat boys or something?
No. He said there's someone on campus at Virginia Tech who's having a fantasy about being in bed with both your daughters.
With Lurch. Like,
with Lurch, because it's
so
Lurch.
Famous, yeah. Everyone wants to tag Lurch's daughter.
Right.
You know,
I should punch him in the face for that.
he's just
for thinking that.
He's just a stupid person.
Oh, now, you should know that Valdez and I, we crushed him.
I'm
surprised you didn't agree with him. With all the joning you were doing. But anyway, I did listen to that show, but I won't
listen. Did you get your $100?
No, the guy, he just disappeared.
Of course not.
No, because he said, I have to pass a quiz. He said, Drabby has to give me a 5-question quiz.
Right.
And if I pass it, then he'll pay me.
It sounds like you listen. I'd say you deserve
it. You were talking about bowling
cash.
And I don't know, other stuff.
Yeah, he listened.
I thought it was a little too long. Hour and 16, that's too long for a podcast. Should be about 36 minutes.
I cut it in half.
Right.
I listened and I like
How long was yesterday's?
Hour 7 minutes.
I listened and I'm a huge fan of the show, but yesterday they did not promote the show. Yesterday was, they hate the entertainment page. They hate Mondays.
Oh, really?
The guys are out of touch. They're always boring. We're doing our own show.
Yeah.
They no sold the show for an hour.
Why?
Cakes is a robot.
I don't know. As I was listening to it, I was going, you know, they should be able to say what they want, but they're not selling the show.
Maybe we should go to management and complain. They just have the plug.
They no sold the show for an hour.
So they basically said every Monday show is boring.
Every Monday show is boring. The entertainment page is awful. I should only do what Valdez wants.
But that was part of the show because Valdez was upset about Brian Laundrie being in the entertainment
page. I understand. It's fine. But it was just, the guys are out of touch. They always do the same zings.
Hey, don't give everything away. Right? It's a good list.
I always do the same zings.
Well,
that is true. We do the same
zings. Listen, I'm not saying that some of the stuff is not true, but it was not a promo for the show.
Did you laugh at all?
A few times.
What about when I was hyping up you cramming for heaven?
Okay, that was funny.
That's
a few
yaks.
That was. I mean, I like the show. Yesterday was not a promo for the show. I would say that.
The only way I'll listen is if you do a week 8 college football preview on Bit Season, and I know that'll never happen.
Never will happen.
So, or if someone pays me to listen,
I don't think that they should necessarily just jock the show all the time. But if you just say how awful the show is all the time, there needs to be a balance.
We're very complimentary of the show.
Yeah,
just not in that last episode very much.
Last episode was not that.
Yeah, it took a turn.
Maybe you guys had a bad mood. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we get carried away.
Yeah, it's fine. Fine.
Anyway. All right, so I guess...
That's our lecture. I got it.
All right, I got it.
No. You guys do your show. You do what you want to do. But I listened to it, and I was thinking, this doesn't make people want to listen to the show. That's what I thought.
What was the premise that Monday shows are so boring just because it's
they don't like it because it's all Redskins
stuff.
Sports. And they like the no sports bit.
Oh, okay.
Which, I like no sports too.
I mean, the name of the show is Bit Season. I mean, it makes sense.
I actually like Mondays because I'm a Redskins fan. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I like it. Whatever.
I mean, that's what they told us to talk about. They said, only talk Washington football.
We sat in a meeting with CK.
We can't talk any college football, barely any caps, barely Nats.
We can't do anything right. We're
NBA.
We're going to be under the spotlight at all times. Right. You know this.
It's 97% Washington football.
We can't win.
Right.
This group can't win.
Hey, I think you guys are doing a great job on Mondays. But as far as Bit Season, the premise is we like...
It runs completely counter to Bit Season. I understand. I understand the underlying premise.
All right. Anyway, non-sports related, Alec Baldwin's in some hot water.
Well, this
and I didn't hear about this until this morning.
I woke up to the news.
It's real tragedy. I mean, real tragedy. I mean, he killed the cinematographer.
All right. Explain what happened for people to know.
Well, nobody knows exactly.
All right.
But they're on set. And it's some in Western.
In New Mexico, yeah. The movie's called Rust, I think.
They're all dressed up in,
or
you know,
Rush.
Whatever, I don't know, you know, in their Western costumes and stuff. So I guess there's shootouts and all that stuff. He's horsing around with a gun, or he's doing something with the director and the cinematographer. And somehow it fires, and it's, nobody knows at this point if it were live rounds in there or if it was blanks. Uh-huh. But I know that both can kill you. Even blanks can kill you if you're too close.
Too close, okay.
Yeah. And so he donked off the cinematographer. That's like Helena Hutchins, I think her name is. It's a name that I've heard.
Really? You know,
because I think she's been up for awards. And killed her. And then the clavicle of the director. What's the clavicle? Is that in your shoulder?
Yeah.
So I don't know how you kill. Did he pull the trigger multiple times or the one round?
Joel Souza's the director.
Did the one round kill both? Like, you know,
I don't know. Maybe it was like similar to like a shotgun has, you know, pellets instead of one, you know, one projectile bullet. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the sort of weapon he fired. I don't know, really know anything of the details.
All I know is I don't care what anybody thinks. Alec Baldwin is a monster. I know he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I know he didn't do it on purpose.
He's definitely a monster.
He's a crazy man. He's a lunatic. He's got a lifetime track record of assaulting people, acting like a maniac. They get, you know, treating his kid like garbage.
I wonder if people on these film sets are intimidated by him.
I'm sure.
Or do they just stand up to him and say, "You're an idiot"? Just, you know,
I'm sure no
go
one
act, go act, and we'll deal with it.
I'm
after
sure
this.
No one stands up to him.
Your job can probably be threatened.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big star. Everyone treats him like he's a guy.
All right. Well, I hope he goes
to
jail.
They love his Trump impression.
I hope he goes to jail.
But it can't all be Alec Baldwin's fault if it was. I mean, what we're assuming, like a prop gun accident. There's someone on set whose responsibility is to hand him the weapons.
Right, to make sure it's not dangerous.
To make sure that it's ready to go for filming.
Or he's just reckless and he thinks he's the man. He's just grabbing stuff. Yeah, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that the people that,
there's
that
no
I've
way
been
he,
reading
there's no
say,
way he pointed it at the director and fired. He was probably in a little group setting. Talking to the director and the cinematographer, and then he was messing around with the gun, and it went off. There's no way he just went.
You think it could have misfired?
He could have just been horsing around and not know. It could have misfired.
Right.
But if he's twirling it around like he's Clint
you just
Eastwood.
Don't horse around with it. All I'm saying is the people that I've been reading, you know, these gun guys, they say the number one thing you don't do is point a gun at somebody. It's the number one thing you do.
Yeah.
Is you don't point a gun at someone because of that exact thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a horrible story.
Yeah. Horrible story.
And he was seen, I guess, distraught, bending over, crying.
Yeah, you could see. He probably calling his wife.
He was on his cell phone.
Probably calling his lawyer.
I'm sure he was.
I mean, what a disaster.
Those photos did make me feel bad.
Not for him. I don't feel bad for him.
Well, I
honestly don't. He's an idiot.
I know, but that's just because you hate him.
We don't know how it went down. Yeah.
I'm sure it was an accident.
I'm sure it was an accident.
Yeah. But I'm also sure he was probably reckless.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of penalty does he face for an accidental death? I mean, I don't even know.
Manslaughter could be. Who knows what the charges, if any charges are going to be filed.
They didn't charge him with anything yet. I mean, who knows? He won't face any charges. The fix will be in. But,
Look at that picture.
You hate him.
Oh, I hate him.
I mean, look, I'm no fan of Alec Baldwin either. But
I hate him. He's got.
I don't want to judge the guy.
I'm judging him. I'm judging him all the times he's bullied people, bullies people on the street.
Well, yeah.
The way with the famous audio of him yelling at his daughter. She was 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like she was 17.
I agree. He's an ass. He bullies the paparazzi.
Oh, he's.
I don't know why someone just didn't punch him in his face.
He totally deserves it.
How about that picture?
I'd be perfectly willing to.
Drabby, how about that picture right there?
That's the one. Yeah, yeah. Him bending over with his hands on his knees.
Yeah,
probably vomiting.
Looks distraught.
Yeah, I mean, you just killed a human being.
Yeah.
That pretty much seals your fate.
So I guess it's going to be a thorough investigation on this one.
Yeah, he is a monster.
But could they actually charge him with something? I guess they could.
If he was particularly reckless.
I mean, if he was pointed
if he was
at
particularly
people,
reckless, yeah. I'm sure they could, but they won't. Nobody ever faces consequences. He won't.
I do like his acting, though. I will say that. I think he's a good actor.
I mean, he's a very good actor.
I don't know if I've seen anything in 15 years with him. All I know is he does Trump impressions and does SNL things.
Right.
But I don't, you know, I never watched 30 Rock.
So that's where a lot of the venom lies. Yeah.
If he was a repub, you'd probably love him.
I don't know that that's true.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
This is a terrible story.
I've never liked this guy for just the bully that he is. I'm not a fan of bullies. Even though I like the bully.
Yeah, the irony is.
That's true. It's true. It's very true. Don't
Look,
like
he,
the guy.
He could be a terrible person and commit just an awful accident. And, you know,
right,
he doesn't mean he's
he
a murderer.
He may not even been reckless at all.
Right.
It might have just been he's holding it and this stupid thing went off and it killed somebody that was in
I'm
close
glad
proximity.
We covered our bases. I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Just Eric Bickle thinks he's a bad guy.
No, I think he's a bad guy.
I think he's a bad guy.
I just don't
and
have.
I think he was probably reckless. Eric Bickle thinks Alec Baldwin was probably reckless.
Who knows? He probably
I mean,
was.
I don't think he went there just waving the gun around, pointing at people.
Well, because that would have been. Hold on. If he was doing
very
that,
very likely could have.
No. Hold
very
on.
Likely
if
could
that
have.
Was if that was done, that would have been reported because there's hundreds of people
right,
on movie sets.
Of course.
So someone else would have said, "Yeah, he was seen doing this or that." Who knows how it went
the
down?
The thing is, it's a so-called prop gun. So I can't imagine why they would ever put live rounds in those things. You know,
there's no way there was live rounds in it.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe he. Just
I can't believe there's even gunpowder in it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So you're saying that when they fire blanks, when there's shootout scenes in movies,
mm-hmm.
and you see the little fire coming out, you can see smoke coming out of guns. That's gunpowder, correct? So they put gunpowder as the blanks?
I'm pretty sure there's gunpowder in
I don't know what's in a blank.
Does that make it look like there's a real bullet in it? Is that why they do that?
I know that blanks can kill people, and they've killed actors before.
I don't even know why they allow that.
I know. It's crazy.
There's got to be some other way.
It's crazy.
To make it look like a real bullet being fired.
You would think.
And putting gunpowder in it.
A CGI gun.
Something. I don't know.
I mean, that looks like a gun, but doesn't have any of the real moving parts of a gun.
Crazy.
It's a tragic story. I'm sure we'll talk more about it with Kevin McCarthy. He's going to join us coming up at 7. It's Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. Also, you don't want to forget, we are doing our weekend parlay. Hopefully it hits. I said it would hit by NFL Week 10. We're now in NFL Week 7. So the clock is ticking. And Mike Florio, editor of Pro Football Talk, he's going to join the show coming up at 9:40. So lots to get to here on the Junks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. Talk some movies coming up at 7 o'clock with Kevin McCarthy. Apologize for being late.
Drop
that was the first.
Flame. Drop off flames here.
I'll be honest, I use Waze. First thing that I do before I'm in the car, Waze is on. I don't want to get in a whole thing, but
hold on.
No alerts.
I just want to know something. All right, you woke up, around 4:15?
No, I wake up later than that.
Or 4:30. Let's say 4:30.
Yeah.
What time did you leave the house?
5:15.
Man.
It's just pushing it.
I leave the house. Do you understand? I leave the house at 4:35.
Yeah.
Now, I live a lot further away.
Right.
Not a lot further away, but I live further away. But, man, I could never leave the house at 5 or after 5.
Yeah. Well, usually Waze will tell you if there's something ahead.
Oh,
of
I don't
you.
Do Waze. I just
Waze told me go down GW Parkway.
Right. Well, why don't you plan for the Waze. 3 or 4 times a year where you're gonna be late? You just don't care.
I guess
you decide
if I get here. You want me to get here at 5:30 every day? Are we gonna have a show meeting? Are we gonna talk about the show?
No, like, no. It's just part of being a professional is to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, well, I'd say.
Just part of.
If you're going to jump on me.
Oh, hold on. That's a different thing. You want to jump on me because I'm late for a segment or something. I know you're going to deflect. But the thing is that.
Okay, what time would you like me to arrive, leave my house?
I don't. Listen. He
don't care. He's
going to
get free breakfast every time.
I don't care. I just think that you should be here to start the show. That's all.
I'm not going to disagree with that. It's my fault. I apologize.
I know, but it's been like 18 years of doing mornings. Like, you know you're going to be late 3 or 4 times a year because you leave so late. I'm not interested in the apology. I don't care. It's just amazing to me. But
it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not trying to start a fight. It is what it is. Every time it happens,
it bothers Eric more than it bothers anybody else. He just gets upset about it.
I don't know. I just think you should be here to start the show on time.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. If you're doing a show, but I just, it's fine. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, if all four of us were late, okay, that's
yeah,
an issue.
That's a huge issue.
But that's the beauty of doing a 4-man show.
I'll start leaving at 5:30 and just hope I get here in time every day. And then if I don't, it's fine. Hopefully, well,
now,
JP will be here.
What exactly was the delay? Was there a.
I don't know, because there was a cop car on the I take the GW Parkway.
Right.
And there was a. It just directed traffic back, so to go all the way back to the Beltway,
right?
And then Georgetown Pike.
There was an accident, I'm sure.
I was leaving here, and I on the GW Parkway last week, and I was 3/4 of the way down the parkway, and same situation. There's a cop whose car is blocking both lanes, and you have no choice but to hop off, and then I had to drive. Back into D.C., and then I had to go across the Key Bridge.
When you were leaving.
Yeah.
Coming out of the city.
I might have to be out on the GW Parkway.
Yeah,
yes,
GW Parkway
the last couple of times driving home, I've had to take the Dolly Madison and cut through Virginia.
Yeah.
I had that same thing, Cakes, but I was still able to hop back on 495. The same day. You use your navigation, or did you just do it on the top of your head?
I just said.
Oh, you should have put it in your navigation.
I probably should have.
It would have helped you.
It may have. I mean, it cost me an extra 10 minutes. It's not a huge deal, but.
Yeah.
No, it is annoying because you want to go home.
Tilt City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like there's always, well, not always, but there's more issues on the G-Dub than there is on 66 or the toll road or, you know, any of the other major arteries coming out of the city.
From where I live, Waze gives me like 4 routes, right?
Yeah.
First thing I do, put it on.
Silly route tree.
I never try the Cabin John Parkway route because it looks like it's got a million turns.
Right.
And it actually shows up on my Waze as 1 minute faster. But I'd rather do G-Dub. But I might have to just scrap the G-Dub.
Yeah, the G-Dub.
Well, you never know. I mean, it'll be fine most days, but there will
both
be days.
Both parkways stink on ice. The G-Dub and the B-Dub.
So you take B-Dub.
The minefields.
You know that Waze is a crowdsource app, and other people have to be using it, and there has to be enough time for it to correct itself if there is a sudden change of traffic.
Yeah, but there's usually enough people using the app, right? I mean, it's such a ubiquitous app.
It's a very popular.
Seems like that was the issue today.
No, it could have been. It could have just been something that popped up halfway through, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Well, it's not in real time.
I'll tell you this. I'm very lazy when it comes to the Waze. I never put in any like, oh, there's a cop here. Is there a cop here? Yes, no. I don't.
I
just drive. I know a lot of people do, but I'm a taker.
Me too.
I'm not a giver.
Oh, I am 100%.
Take.
But I have never. I think Drabby. My guess would be is that the issue popped up while he was driving.
Oh, 100%.
But usually you hear. Right, but what he's saying is it's delayed, and that's probably
maybe five minutes.
What if a deer jumped out in the road and got pummeled, and it was just big ass deer right there in the middle?
Right,
somebody would
G-Dub.
Like they would put
they put
in
the,
no, but
in
I'm
road.
Saying I'm, that probably would have delayed him. You know what I mean? That, the cop
anything will delay him.
The cop could have closed down the GW because of that.
Yeah,
I need an alternate route to work that doesn't end in a parkway.
That's going to be tough to find.
The only issue is then I have to drive down. If I drive
Connecticut,
UConn Ave, one bazillion lights. Even though they're flashing.
And cameras.
I know where all the cameras are. That's fine. But there's so many lights.
Yeah.
And there's just donks everywhere, even at that time of day. There's There's no good way for me to get here from where I live.
Right.
It's impossible. Unless I had a helicopter.
Well, anyway, he's here. He's here. He's finally here. We're going to eat something.
Yes.
I don't know when.
Yes, we are.
I don't know from where, but we're going to eat.
We are going to eat.
I've got Uber Eats on the phone.
All right, so let's talk a little sports. All right, we did 29 minutes of non-sports, Mr. Bickle. I know you love that. But the Caps played last night.
And they did, yeah.
They are on fire. They are now 3-0-1. They beat the Devils 4-1. Let's see. The goals were Mantha. Mantha's off to a good start, Casey.
Yep. He scored, I believe, in the last two games.
Yep. Kuzi's off to a good start.
Kuzi's on fire.
He had a goal and assist last night. I believe Orlov scored.
Yep.
And who else? Sprong scored.
Spronger.
Ovi had a couple of assists, I think. So 4-1. Was Vivi in net?
Had a very good game. Only allowed one late power play goal with like 6.5 minutes left.
All right. So it's a good start for the Capitals. 3-0-1 points in all four games.
Sorry, I had to get the Mel who wants to eat. I'm way late.
Who wants to eat?
The Caps off to a really good start. And I believe they're back at home against the Flames for a Saturday matinee.
Mm-mm.
Beat up on the Devils. Just beat them senseless.
Yeah. Didn't they just smoke the Devils last year?
I believe they pretty much pwned
the
Devils.
Did they go undefeated against the Devils last year?
I would have to check that, but it sounds right.
I thought that Joe B was talking about that from last. Are Joe B and Locker, are they at the arenas or are they in a studio for away games? I couldn't tell because I turned it on. I turned it on after it started.
They should be at the arenas. It's insane. The arenas are full of fans.
They might be. I don't know.
I'm 90% sure they're in the arenas.
I think they're in arenas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
I'm willing to wager.
I would wager a large amount of money.
I'm not willing to wager.
I'm willing to wager.
Just a question. All right, so you got that. So last night, Game 5 NLCS, Dodgers trailed 2-0 early because Freddie Freeman went yard deep center, top of the first off Joe Kelly. Of course, the Dodgers had to start bullpen because they got no starting pitchers that are on regular rest.
Kelly get hurt or something?
Yeah, they took him out. Yeah, they took him out. And he had a stiff shoulder, apparently.
My guy, Chris O'Leary, is all over it. Says his mechanics, arm's not up in the right time.
Well, he's been pretty healthy anyway. And he was throwing 98.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have to come out, after giving up the two-run jack to Freddie Freeman. So I just kind of turned it off and said, this game's over.
You didn't watch Chris Taylor bat.
I didn't watch Chris Taylor bat. And Chris Taylor went nuts. Chris Taylor didn't hit one, didn't hit two. He hit three dingers, Chris Taylor.
You should have seen the cuts. He had another at-bat, and he was going for the fourth home run.
Oh, I'm sure he was. Pollock hit a couple. Anyway, so they roll off 17 hits and 11 runs, and they destroyed Max Fried, who is the Braves' best starter. So now, after the 11-2 win, Game 6 back in Atlanta tomorrow night, and you got Max on full rest. So now anything can happen. Now,
Max
obviously,
was fired up in the dugout.
Anything can happen. The Braves still have the edge because they've got the 3-2 lead, both games at home, 6-7. But when you've got Max on the mound, full rest, now you're back in it if you're the Dodgers.
Trey Turner, I think, had three hits on the evening.
He did. He had three hits. I mean, everyone was killing it. Pollock had three hits, drove in four. Even Pujols had a couple hits. But Taylor drove in
that
six.
That old man had a few hits.
Dude, Pujols is so slow.
Oh, yeah, he's
very
slow.
Remember what inning it was. I was watching it kind of late, so seventh inning, let's say. Maybe eighth inning. He hits a ball, rips it in the hole in between shortstop and third base. Looks like it's going to the outfield, right? Somehow the shortstop makes a play on it, throws a bouncer, and Pujols is like 15 feet from first base. He is the slowest guy I've ever seen. He's big.
Well, I mean,
how old is
he's
he,
gained
39?
Some weight. He's old.
No, he's 41.
And there's some debate. He may even be older than that.
He might be 45.
That's
but anyway, he's the oldest player ever in baseball history to have two hits in a postseason game.
He's one of the poster children, by the way, for why you don't give guys like 10, 12, 14-year deals. He's a prime example of why you don't do
but
that.
But he's still, at age 41, still contributing. Which
he's
is
just not
amazing.
Albert Pujols.
He's still one of the greatest right-handed hitters ever.
Mm-hmm.
But so the Dodgers are back in it, and Game 6 will be tomorrow night. With Max on the mound. All right, so there was an NFL game last night, Cakesy.
Yes, there was.
I was able to pick up Dearness Johnson in one of my five leagues.
Well, that was smart. That was a shrewd move.
I put in a claim in, I think, three other leagues.
Okay.
Couldn't get him.
Well, people are desperate during the bye week.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's off. They need help up and down the roster.
Yeah, but I did get him in one league. Gave me 29.8 points last night because he had 146 yards rushing and a touchdown.
It just reinforces the theory that you can find running backs nearly anywhere, especially if they're in a good system like in Cleveland with an above-average offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dearness Johnson was an undrafted guy who was he was an AAF guy. They were talking about him last night on the broadcast.
Yeah.
At one point, he was working like on a fishing boat trying to bring in mahi-mahi, like just floundering. I didn't even mean to use that fish pun, but I did.
Mahi-mahi yeah. better than flounder.
I think they're both very good. Mm-hmm. But he was doing nothing, and he was really good.
And yeah. I remember when we had
Dave. He averaged almost 7 yards a carry last night.
He was pwning the
defense. We had Dave on yesterday, and Dave was like, on the one hand, he was like, yeah, pick him up. He's the hot guy.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, he's like, but that's about all I could say good about him.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, he was awesome.
Dave basically said he's 50-50 on him.
Yeah.
It's a coin flip.
Right. Dude, he's good. He's got great cutbacks.
Yeah,
he's got burst. Yeah.
And I tweeted last night that Valdez and I were just slapping our knee laughing watching Vic Fangio's team get pwned on national TV.
Yeah, right. Now they're 3-4.
Brought us much joy.
That's 4 straight losses, yeah. right?
As much as I hate Vic Fangio, I have to root for Denver in that scenario.
Because they're the Browns.
Correct.
And you can't root for a division rival. I understand.
How big is he? Like, he looks a little thin-ish.
Dearness Johnson?
I don't think he's that big.
I'll give you his measurables here in a second.
Like, I wonder if he can withstand 5'10", the wind.
5'10", 208.
Yeah, he's a little light.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
210's not bad for an NFL running back.
I
mean, he's not Derrick Henry.
I hope he can withstand the punishment, because I root for that dude. I love underdog
stories. And the way Chubb and Hunt are banged up, he's going to have a role going forward.
Yeah. And then Case came in and played pretty solid.
And then who knows about Baker Mayfield? Now they're saying he's got a fracture in the shoulder as well as a tear. So he's going to have surgery, whether he has it this year before the end of the season and he's just out for the year, or he waits until the offseason.
I think he's going to try to wait. But he's a tough guy.
Doesn't seem kind of surprising that he thinks he'll be back next week?
Who, Baker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Baker?
I mean,
there's no chance, right?
I wouldn't think.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, I think he's smart in the sense that he knows he doesn't want to give up his gig, and he wants to keep proving that he's worth, you know, he's got a contract deal he's got to worry about.
Yeah.
And Keenum is limited, but I'll give him credit on this. That dude just stands in there, and he'll take the punishment.
I like him.
He'll take shots from dudes, and it's not like he had a bunch of great weapons to throw to. I mean, Odell Beckham got banged up at one point. I don't even know if he came back in the game. He might
get Landry back.
Landry comes back.
Yeah.
He's an ideal backup.
He's a really good backup.
He's an ideal backup.
Sure.
Perfect. You know, that's a perfect role for him.
Yep.
But last night, I mean, the Cleveland defense held Denver to 41 yards rushing. All right, so they did nothing on the ground. So Bridgewater had to throw the ball 33 times, did throw a pick, sacked a couple times.
His pick was really bad.
That was one of the lowest totals that I've seen all year. It might have been the lowest total.
41, wasn't it?
I saw 40 and a half.
And it sailed under.
Oh, wasn't even close.
Sailed under a low total.
Right, and Cleveland scored quick.
They did, yeah.
So I'm thinking,
they marched down the field on the first drive.
Marched.
It was like Denver wasn't even on the field.
Yeah, but Denver didn't score in the first half, so 17-14 Cleveland.
And Denver
Cleveland.
Loses Von Miller. Huge, huge loss for them.
That is
he
big.
He limped off with an ankle injury. I'm not sure when in the game it was, but big loss for them.
And real quick, there were 3 NBA games last night. The Hawks just completely bombed the Mavericks, 113-87. Luka didn't shoot the ball well. He did have 11 boards and 7 helpers, but they get beat badly. Trae Young had 19 for Atlanta. The Heat crushed the Bucks. Remember, the Bucks looked really good in their opener, and they get beat by 40 last night. Tyler Hero, off the bench, had 8 threes. I thought it was 8.
He had a tasty fantasy
line. Maybe it was 6.
27, 6 boards. 5 helpers.
Yeah, he was just on fire.
He started barking that he was, I don't know, people were talking about that class, and he thinks he should be in the class with Luka and Trae Young in terms of respect around the league.
Is that what he said?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, after last night, maybe he's got a point. But anyway, so 137-95, and then the Warriors, they beat the Clippers by 2. Because Steph Curry had 45 in the game.
Basically, I think he hit his first 10 shots.
Basically half their points. And I don't know. I didn't look at the box. I don't know how many threes he had, but he's been on fire for the first 2 games for the Warriors, and they're 2-0.
That's the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified Hub Zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner. 7 o'clock, we'll talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy. That means we hit the skins early right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, Kevin McCarthy's going to join us coming up at 7. We've got our weekend parlay an hour from now. I've already got my pick. I'm dialed in on my pick. Laser focused on my pick for this week. And yeah, I'm it might shock you, the pick that I'm going to make.
You're taking an under. It's not shocking when you preview it by saying this might shock you.
I'm looking at an under.
I took an
which
under.
Is weird. It feels weird.
Under last night, I took Case Keenum under the passing yards. And okay. I don't know what he finished at, but I know at halftime when
Wasn't
I went to
199?
Bed.
Something like that?
The number was like 220 something. When I went to bed, he was more than halfway there right. at halftime. Because he had that big play to Hooper mm-hmm. early on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a loser.
Right.
And then I was surprised this morning. I did the lurch. I hit the account and saw it was a little bit more swole.
But Cleveland loves to run the ball, and yeah. especially you know with a backup quarterback. That total seems kind of high for Case Keenum.
Well, that's why I went under.
Yeah, smart.
I don't really like unders, and I actually don't. I like Case, but I thought that number seemed a little high for a team that likes to run the ball.
Yep.
So, yeah, he finished at 199.
Yeah, I think the number was like 220, 221, something like that. So anyway.
Yeah, I got my pick, too. I just put it in.
All right, let's hit the skins.
Just put it in. I think this team's going to pummel the other team that they're playing.
Okay.
Not this team. Not this team.
Yeah, all right. This team's going to lose by 14 or more.
Ooh. Packers are...
Although I saw...
Isn't money coming in on Washington?
I don't know. It's 7.5 on the...
I think the line started like 9.5. It's now like 7
I think
seven
it started at 10 or 10.5, ooh. Yeah.
Now, I will lead off.
Will Brinson thinks it's going to be a close game.
I will lead off with some non-football stuff, the off-the-field stuff with Washington. They were hitting me up on Twitter. You can always follow me, EB Junkies, saying, oh, this could be it. You know, because now that Congress is trying to get involved, two House Democrats sent a letter to Roger Goodell demanding that the league provide Congress with the results of their investigation into Washington's workplace culture. All of this on the heels of the emails that were leaked that led to John Gruden's resignation. All I will say is I am not going to get worked up. I'm not going to get excited about this. I would love for this to be the ultimate downfall. I got one guy that tweeted me. He is going to start drinking for a week because he's celebrating that this is going to be the end of Dan Snyder. Don't buy it.
Dan Snyder is John Gotti. Yeah. He's the Teflon Don.
Yes. Like, right.
To this point, nothing has taken him down.
And there are reports that he never... did email.
He doesn't even use email. Now, they
so there may be no smoking guns.
Well, the only thing, potentially, if you wanted to get excited for a half a second, is that just the culture is so horrific and he's in charge that they go, you know what, we just need a new guy in charge. Like, he may not be implicated in the emails, right? But if you've got so much hell breaking loose there under your watch, I mean, there's a reason why they fined him $10 million.
We've seen Congress get involved with sports. I don't know if this is going to have a classic moment like you saw with Rafael Palmeiro saying he never did steroids and things like that. But how great would it be if we actually had Dan Snyder, like some sort of panel? Because if I recall, it was Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Rafael Palmeiro. It was like four or five of them up there. How great if you had Bruce Allen, Daniel Snyder, and I don't know, throwing a couple of
I can't believe this mess I'm in. I don't want to back in D.C. It's Bruce Allen.
Can I go to Hooters?
You guys have Cold Coors Lights here?
No, that Keep would be coming. That would be a local holiday here. Yeah. If we had to have Dan Snyder and Bruce testify.
Oh, it would be the Are it would you be amazing. Kidding?
That would be everyone would have to take off
that,
from work.
That would be the one reason for me to ever watch C-SPAN.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would That'd
never be bigger watch, than any impeachment
I would
or
never
any.
Watch C-SPAN ever in my lifetime, but if Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder are testifying, I'm locked in.
Oh yeah.
Locked in.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable Snyder would be in that setting?
He's uncomfortable in most settings.
How would he dress? Would he wear his oversized hoodie?
I think
hoodie?
For that, he would actually go back to the suits.
He still has suits.
I think he probably would not. Bit
oversized suits?
Yeah, he wouldn't dress in just what appear to be slippers, but I'm sure the $1,000 slippers, bad Dockers, and a 3XL hoodie. Right. And take pictures with
you
the Taylor
You know what all the
family.
Trendy guys is? You know, when my boy Paul Rabel retired, and remember I told you he was wearing like, I said a $10,000 suit, but it's probably way more than that. I mean, who knows? The trendy thing that like, if you're trying to be cool, and we're not, is this the tight pants, and you show about 6 inches.
I
of
saw it at the
leg.
The wedding I went to recently. The younger dudes are that's the move.
Super tight, like jogger type. You know what I mean? Pants.
Almost like capris.
And no, don't wear socks.
No socks. Yeah.
And show about 6 inches of skin.
Mm-hmm.
We called those growing up high waters.
Yes. Correct.
But
and I would never wear those.
I just don't think I could do that.
No, I couldn't either.
The high water. I can't imagine buying a suit that way.
No.
Well, and we're too old to wear that type of suit.
Understood.
If you're 30, 35,
maybe.
Okay.
And you're fit.
Yeah, you could do it, but when you're 51, no, you can't do it.
No,
right. Do they have those suits at Today's Man? Because that's where I go. <Today's Man. laughs>
I'm not a Today's Man guy.
Or Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. I'm a Men's Warehouse guy, right. So I know, and I can't.
Same thing.
Can't throw stones.
I lump them in the same category.
Yeah. All right. So
any place that sells you three suits for the price of one,
right? Well,
that's where I go.
There was one of those that was up and running in the old town for a while. Joseph A. Bank,
right?
Belly up.
Yeah, they're out in Rio, too.
Out of business.
Oh, Joseph A. Banks are all done.
They're bye-bye.
I don't know if they're all done, well, but I mean, the one that was in Rio close to me.
I think they're done skiing.
There was one that used to be in the Inkton. That's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe they're done all across the country.
There used to be one on Rockville Pike.
Yeah, I think that's bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Landon Collins is in the news, and I have to say, Landon Collins is being a kind of a big baby.
Why?
He's been complaining this whole ever since anybody has brought up the idea of him being a linebacker. He does not want to be labeled as a linebacker.
I make $14 million.
I know.
Don't label me as a linebacker. You know what? Give me $14 million. You can put any label or title on me you want.
Yeah, you can call me a serial killer.
You can call me a serial killer, pedophile, terrorist. I'll take all of those labels. Are you freaking kidding me?
Right. So he is. He's being a big baby about this, in my opinion. When it's clearly obvious that he's a huge negative in terms of pass coverage, and they generally try to play him in the box. I mean, what do you care, dude? Just play just play. But we have some audio from Landon where he gives his side.
I'm a team player. They came to me to talk to me about, it hurting in a certain position. When our linebacker went down, so I said, yeah, I could help on that position if you need me to. Just come talk to me. Have a open mindset to it and go from there. But, do I like playing down there? I'm good at it. Of course, I'm good at it. I play there. If I need to be played there, I'm cool. Other than that, do I like playing linebacker? No. I don't like hitting big linemen, getting big linemen off me. Undersized for being a linebacker. So, yeah, I don't want to play down there, but if need to, yeah, I do so.
Maybe I'll change my tune on that fossil Dave Gettleman in New York. He didn't want to pay Landon Collins, and he picked Kadarius Toney in the draft this year, who was bawling out before his ankle injury.
Yeah, well, his team still sucks.
Well, the Giants suck, but Kadarius Toney actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I do sympathize with Landon because, as he says, he's undersized for being a linebacker, and he's got to take on these big guys, and they beat you up.
Okay, that's fine. But you know what? He's oversized and too slow for being safety.
That's true.
If you're better suited to hit hit dudes instead of try to cover them, which you clearly can't do. You got to do it. The
you
coach is
imagine
asking,
looking at it
you
from,
to do.
I'm trying to look at it from his perspective.
Oh, I don't care about his perspective. I care about the team's perspective.
And right, so do I. But if you look at it from his perspective, listen, I started the segment by criticizing the guy. But if you look at it from his perspective, he's got to be thinking, well, my career is going to be a lot shorter getting beat up by oversized guys. Now, well, you could make the argument your career is going to be shorter when they just cut you as a safety.
Right. So, and guys are running by you, and you're doing this. This is my Landon Collins impression.
Why?
Because the receiver is in front of him, and he's not turning his head. He's doing this.
Oh, yeah. But
and the ball's coming into the back shoulder of the receiver.
Yeah.
That's when he's close to the receiver.
Right.
Because a lot of times,
that's when he's in the
receiver's
play.
No, 15
one,
yards
right
past
there.
Him.
He was right there. He just didn't turn his head. Yeah.
It's unfortunate because we met him at a training camp years ago.
No,
good
he's
dude.
He's a really
physical
nice guy.
Specimen.
Yeah, he's really nice guy.
Likeable guy.
Very likable.
He just sucks.
Mom might
on the
be
team.
A little wacky.
Yeah, his mom's cool. Right. Yeah. She's right. out there.
Well, were there any notable people missing from practice yesterday?
I want to do. I know we got to go break. The injuries. Here, I'll give you the latest that
what's
I
up with
have.
Gibby?
I think he returned to practice.
Let me guess. Curtis Samuel missing from practice.
Again. Take it for what it's worth. McLaurin, questionable. Yeah. Samuel, questionable. Ricky Seals-Jones, questionable. Deami Brown, questionable. Cam Sims, questionable.
By the way, different levels of questionable with McLaurin and Samuel because McLaurin's actually going to play.
Right.
Samuel.
Well, the Samuel should be doubtful.
Good. He won't.
He should have a D next to it.
Right.
And then Gibby. So Gibby's not questionable?
No, I don't believe so. All Gibby right. is questionable, actually, yes.
All right.
But he did practice some yesterday.
All right.
So, William Jackson III, also questionable. Brandon Sheriff, questionable. But again, those guys, Sheriff's out. Sam Cosby, questionable. I believe he's also out. So,
coming up next, we shift gears, talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5, our entertainment reporter, joins us next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.